Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Government fighters raised the Iraqi flag over the main government building in the center of Ramadi Monday. Iraqi officials say the next step is to wipe out any pockets of resistance by Islamic State forces. They plan to clear Ramadi and its surroundings of the countless mines and booby traps left there. Two bombings in the Syrian city of Homs killed at least 19 people Monday. A suicide bomber detonated an explosives belt as onlookers assessed the damage from the first blast. The explosions hit the central city's Al-Zahra district. The precise death toll remains unclear. South Korea and Japan have reached an agreement in their dispute over Japan's forced prostitution of Korean women during World War II. The agreement includes an $8.3 million compensation fund for the surviving former sex slaves and an apology from Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. U.S. State Department spokesman Mark Toner hailed the agreement.
I'm aware, as we all are, that there are continued grievances, people who feel aggrieved even with this agreement. That's really for the government of South Korea working with its own citizens, those affected by these events, to work with them to address their concerns.
Mark Toner, an official with South Sudanese rebels loyal to former Vice President Riek Machar, says President Salva Kiir's decree creating 28 new states violates the spirit of the August peace accord. In his Christmas Eve decree, Mr. Kiir also appointed 28 new governors, all of them loyal to him. This is VOA News. Burundi's government negotiator and the opposition came out of their first session of peace talks in Uganda divided over the question of international peacekeepers. Lisbeth Powlett reports.
Uganda's President Yoweri Museveni gave the opening remarks, saying that while he recognized the sovereignty of Burundi, it could not be a reason for inaction on the part of the international community. The Burundi government delegates say they are fighting insurgents who had attempted a coup. They also say the government is within its rights to look for those perpetrating violence. However, opposition members and many citizens say the government is committing extrajudicial killings, torture, and political violence. Lisbeth Pola, Kampala, Uganda.
Officials in Afghanistan say a suicide bomber struck on a road near Kabul's airport Monday, killing at least one civilian and wounding 13. The Taliban has claimed responsibility. China's top legislature passed the nation's first anti-terrorism law Sunday. That law expands the government's ability to force foreign technology firms to comply with government investigations and could further erode individual rights. A new opinion poll sponsored by CNN shows more Americans dissatisfied with U.S. anti-terrorism efforts than at any time since the September 11, 2001 attacks. 40% of respondents say terrorists are winning the war against the United States. Those findings, published Monday, come just weeks after terrorist attacks in Paris and San Bernardino, California. They show nearly three-quarters of Americans critical of efforts made by the Obama administration. President Barack Obama and Democratic presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton topped the list of America's most admired man and woman, respectively, by the polling organization Gallup. Rounding out the top three men were Pope Francis and Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump, Pakistani activist Malala Yousafzai, and celebrity Oprah Winfrey rounded out the top three women. Suspected Islamic militants attacked two cities in northern Nigeria Monday, killing at least 50 people. The first blast took place at a mosque on the outskirts of Maiduguri. Another attack in Maiduguri, suicide bombers blew themselves up in the Buraburin neighborhood. In the town of Madagali, officials say two female suicide bombers killed at least 30 people in two blasts at a city market. Two people were killed and three wounded when Kenyan military officers opened fire on a car traveling in Mandera County on Monday. A local official says the security forces suspected the car of carrying explosives, but eyewitnesses say those killed were civilians and that no weapons were found in the car. They say those injured were passers-by. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.